Dennis Tager is with the Allied Pilots Association. Dennis, we've always appreciated when you've joined us in the past on Chicago's Afternoon News, and it always creates a lot of talk because you're so blunt and straightforward, and you are an American Airlines pilot, right?
Absolutely. I've been with American for 30 years, and, you know, airplanes don't fly on hope. They fly on a plan, and they fly on a team that gets it done. And right now, our management team has just not been ready for this. You know, this summer, right, to date, we have 1.7 million passengers impacted by cancellations at American alone, over 13,000 flights. And in Chicago for August, right now we're running at 37,000 passengers impacted by cancellations in Chicago alone. It's just ridiculous.
It is. And when anything like this happens in my business, they have a term, they say heads roll. That means somebody's getting fired. They're going to clean house and, you know, put new people at the top because something is not working. But we're not seeing that with any of these airlines, are we?
No, I mean, speaking of cleaning house, it's like they're just sweeping the floors and putting it under the carpet. And that's what we're looking at. We're pulling out back the carpet. We're worried about the uncertainty of the Thanksgiving travel season, December holidays. And we're already, as pilots, looking out to next summer. This is how you plan an airline. Our management team is just planning on what's going to happen the next day. And now one of their brilliant plans, and yeah, we're kind of edgy about it because those are the airplanes we want to fly and passengers want to be on them. 31,000 more flights pulled down in November. You know, they pulled down 12,000 flights in August to get a little more reliability, and August fell apart. So, you know how you get a reliable airline is when you don't schedule flights, you're at perfection, but you're not flying. So it's enraging, and it's wrong for our passengers. You know, our passengers don't get home, neither do we. And we have some solutions to get this changed, but right now management has not shown a sense of urgency, and it pains us to be out here in public talking about it, but ultimately we have to be an advocate for our passengers. They pay our bills, and you know, we're going to stand tall and make sure that they have a safe flight and one that is reliable, no matter what it takes.
And as someone who flies American Airlines almost exclusively, I appreciate what you're doing. Dennis Tager, Allied Pilots Association, been a pilot with American for over 30 years. So they come out and they say we're cutting 31,000 flights in November, but it's only 16%. But most of those flights are Chicago to Dallas flights, which means if you're going to Mexico, you're going onto the islands, you're going elsewhere. Going through Dallas is usually the route you take. So that really impacts people here in Chicago, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I fly Dallas the whole bunch onward to those destinations. You know, and 16%, that's a large number of flights. Even if it's just if it's 1%, it's 100% of some passengers' itinerary. And now they're not getting down to Puerto Vallarta until late at night or maybe the next day. Folks have bought tickets on those airplanes already. And as Secretary Buttigieg said, you've got to stop selling tickets that you can't serve. And this is affirmation that they had begun that. The answer isn't in pulling down flights. The answer is in actually working with us to get as many of them out there as possible. They have a training backlog at American. Right now, if a pilot gets hired at American, they will not fly for American, our passengers, until next year. They're waiting 7 months to get through into training. It's just absurd. This problem started in the pandemic. They didn't keep pilots trained. They had early retirements. They parked airplanes permanently. They got way behind the curve, and they're still scrambling to try and figure out how to get it done. That's the bad news. The good news is we can help, but we've got to have more than words from our CEO, who's given us really motivated words, but his team is not getting it done at the table so that we can serve our passengers starting today.
When you talk about him like that or your airline, do you ever feel the threat of being fired?
Well, no, we're all fighting for the same thing, a better airline. We want to beat United across the street. So, you know, it's not the most pleasant space to be in, but just like the safety culture, it's supposed to be a challenge and response. I challenge you to do better, and we want them to challenge us to do better. But you've got to be willing to do it, and you have to park your egos. So if we get their attention with some sharp words and it gets us a better product for our passengers and our work-life balance, then count us in. Welcome to the major leagues.
There is news today that there are new supersonic jets that will take you from Chicago to Orlando in 46 minutes. What kind of training will that require for pilots, or is that something that you're already ready to fly?
Well, I flew supersonic in the military, and it's a fun ride. But these are years out, and as exciting and interesting as that shiny new object may be, we're right back to our management team saying, hey, why don't you focus on today and take care of the passengers? And yeah, there'll be training, and we can get into all that. The bottom line is you've got to have very skilled, highly trained pilots. When you're flying, we used to say just at the near the speed of sound, our subsonic fleet, which is every airplane we fly, needs some scheduling reliability. But when you're beyond the speed of sound, it's a whole different regime. And if you've got pilots trained, simulated, the whole nine yards, this is going to be ever more important than this. But gosh, this is not until 2029, 2030. It's exciting, but you know what's compelling is fixing today's American Airlines.
I've got about 30 seconds left, but you know why they put that press release out? Because they want to change the narrative. They want to put the big shiny thing out there, you know, so that we quit talking about all the failures. So can I just have you recap what you said? Because you said it in the past, I repeated it, and people said, oh, that's not true. So are you saying that they sold seats knowing that those people were not going to get to their destination or those flights were not going to take off?
No, I hope it's not that nefarious, but they certainly sold seats that they just hoped they could service. And we'll go with that. And airplanes don't fly on hope. They fly on a plan, and that's what we're all about here as pilots at American Airlines.
Well, we're glad that you're flying those planes. Thank you for joining us, Dennis.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Dennis Tager, Allied Pilots Association and a 30-year pilot with American Airlines. Steve has your news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.